Chapter 8. The Red Heifer, a Type of Christ. Now what do you suppose this to be a type of? That a command was given to Israel that men of the greatest wickedness, literally, footnote, men in whom sins are perfect. Of this and much more that follows, no mention is made in Scripture. End of footnote. Should offer a heifer and slay and burn it. And that then boys should take the ashes and put them into vessels and bind round a stick, purple wool along with hyssop, and that thus the boys should sprinkle the people one by one, in order that they might be purified for their sins. Consider how he speaks to you with simplicity. The calf is Jesus. The sinful men offering it are those that are who led him to slaughter. But now the men are no longer guilty, are no longer regarded as sinners. And the boys that sprinkle are those that have proclaimed to us the remission of sins and purification of heart. To these he gave authority to preach the gospel, being 12 in number, corresponding to the 12 tribes of Israel. But why are these three boys that sprinkle to correspond to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob? Because these are great with God. And why was the wool placed upon the wood? Because by wood Jesus holds his kingdom, so that through the cross those believing in him shall live forever. But why was hyssop joined to the wood? Because in his kingdom the days will be evil and polluted, in which we shall be saved, and because he who suffers in body is cured to the cleansing efficiency of hyssop. And on this account the things which stand thus are clear, but obscure to them, because they did not hear the voice of the Lord. End of chapter 8.